This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. All right, so one of the stories is that Warren Buffett bought $1 billion stake in Apple. And we're not talking cobbler here, right? So I guess if you just know that the stock's going to go up, right? Because everybody figures Warren Buffett knows what he's doing. I mean, I don't know. I sort of feel like Warren Buffett was a little more reliable a couple of years ago than he is now. I mean, he's now saying that he thinks that apparently that Apple stock is as low as it's going to go. Apparently, the value of that investment has dropped significantly. They're worrying about slowing the demand for iPhones. I have an iPhone. But it wasn't working very well, so I took it into the store over the weekend. And in the old days, they'd say, oh, you know, you're eligible for an upgrade. How about we'll give you this kind of money toward your phone. You give you a brand new one we're going to give you. As long as you'll sign up for a 2-year plan, we're going to do all this sort of stuff. They don't do that anymore. They said, well, we'll give you a Droid. I said, yeah, but it's not compatible with my iPad or my Mac. And they said, well, yeah. I don't know. But my guess, Apple's going to have to do something, I suspect. But they will. So one of the things we thought we'd put, if you had unlimited funds, what would you invest in? Do you know? Or do you want to think about it? Because we'll put it on Facebook. So
yeah,
we'll
I'll have to think about that.
All right, you think about where your little capitalist heart would take you. All right, here's stupid human stories. And one of them is tragic. One of them has a potential to be tragic. That a woman put a baby bison in their car because it was cold. what a bison looks like, right? And what they had to euthanize the bison because once it smells like human, the rest of the herd wouldn't have anything to do with it. I mean, it's one of those stupid things that is so completely thoughtless. And I mean, the reason they put it in the car is because they thought it was cute, right? And it came over near the car. But I mean, and this is one of those things that you feel ambivalent about, as far as I'm concerned. A man admits locking a Verizon worker in an underground vault. he's going to go to prison for kidnapping. But see, if the Verizon, not so much. But if they said a cable worker, we'd all if not applaud, at least we would understand, right? Well, we'll be there between 10 in the morning and 10 at night, maybe. But it turns out that it wasn't even a service call. It was some guy parked on his lawn. I wonder how he got him in the underground vault. I don't even want to know that story. Alrighty. So I saw a really fascinating movie over the weekend, which I highly recommend to you, although I don't think it comes out for a while. But it was completely different than what I thought it was going to be. It was really cold and rainy, and so I thought, okay, stay home, watch a video. They send me links sometimes of movies that haven't come out yet. It's called Therapy for a Vampire. Well, I'm not crazy about vampire movies, and they're always scary, and they're kind of stupid, and although I'm reading a book about vampires that talk about the fact every society actually has a vampire myth. And they think it may be from the idea that if you dug up a grave, that people's hair and nails grew, and they're saying that they probably didn't grow as much as the skin shrank, so it makes the hair look longer, the nails look longer. And quite often there was blood around the mouth if you exhumed, especially a corpse that hadn't been dead for very long. I mean, obviously after 30 years, it's not going to happen. Then the idea being that as the body decomposes, that you get blood from various orifices, including the mouth. So it's ubiquitous across almost every society, if not every society, is a vampire myth. And so I said, oh, geez, Louise. Because, you know, so this one has got Sigmund Freud in it. And it turns out to be, remember Love at First Bite with George Hamilton, where he kind of played it for laughs? These guys play it completely straight. It's in German. And it is terrific. I mean, it's smart and it's funny and it's sort of tongue-in-cheek in terms of the dialogue, in terms of the acting. The acting is terrific. It's really smart. At one point, the count goes to Freud to be analyzed. He said, I just feel like I'm not reflective enough. You know, I don't really know myself. I sleep during the day. I'm awake at night. I mean, it's just you, so it counts on you knowing all the tropes about vampirism, and it's hilarious. But the reason that I bring it up at this moment is because at one point Freud decides he's having a hard time sleeping because he's having all these dreams, all these nightmares. So he goes and he gets a thing of pills to take as a sleeping aid, and it says, do not take, this is said in 1932, and it says, do not use after 1900, and he takes a handful of them. So it gave me the perfect entree to answer the question, which came up from a completely different standpoint, of have you ever ingested anything past its expiration date? What was it? What were the consequences of any? All right, so Manny, I've fessed up that I accidentally once did some NyQuil because I couldn't breathe in the middle of the night, and so I went and realized I had something in my travel kit and just took a gulp of it, and not only did it not make me sleep, but I had heart palpitations all night. I was awake all night and trying to figure out what was going on, because NyQuil has got a huge amount of alcohol, which is why it makes you sleepy. And it turns out it was 10 years past its expiration date, which I hadn't done it intentionally, but I had nevertheless done it. So have you ever taken anything beyond its expiration date?
Not intentionally.
Have you ever done it unintentionally?
I've bitten into things that have had hold on them.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it wasn't fun. I'm trying to think of what else. I have ingested spoiled milk before.
Yeah.
And it's
you didn't smell it?
Well, that's, you know, sometimes, yeah, sometimes it's just too late and you don't really.
Yeah.
I mean, you tip the cup back, and as you're getting ready to drink it, then you can kind of smell it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And then
right.
That time it's already, you know, some of it's already sort of.
I did one of those. I did. I had some evaporated milk that I used to make a key lime pie with, mm-hmm. and for some reason I had it in the refrigerator, and I was mixing. I drank it with something, and after I put the can down, I saw not only was there mold, but there was like that fuzzy like layer of stuff around the inside of the can.
Yeah.
And so I called up the poison control people. I said, "What do I do now?" And they said, in a very helpful way, just stick your finger down the back of your throat. So, but that was one of those, oh, my gosh. I'll tell you one I did accidentally, which had nothing to do with expiration, last week. I was making some chicken salad or something, and after I'd already made it, I noticed that the edge of the mayonnaise jar had a little tiny, like, crack in it.
Mm.
And so I thought, well, there was glass.
Wow.
And so then it wasn't very much, and it was all okay, because I sort of read, okay, what do I do now? What if you've ingested glass? Because that was one of the things in murder mysteries, is that the murderer would grind up glass and put it in a sugar bowl, and people would die. So, all right, so let's hear what people have done in terms of expiration dates, intentionally or unintentionally. Freud did it intentionally. He said, not use after 1900. It was 32 years later. But I you could say, and my mother, whenever I go to Denver, I go through her cabinet, through her pantry, and there's stuff that's, the expiration date is what it was in Roman numerals. When we come back, let's hear about expiration date adventures. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're always encouraged to call about whatever it is that's on your mind, regardless of what we're talking about at that moment. We really don't do themes in the normal way where you have to stay on topic. We really don't do topics. You are the one who determines what we talk about when you call. Alrighty, and just that anything past its expiration date, let's hear what people did and assume that they're all alive to tell the tale. Unless you're calling on behalf of a relative. Alright, let's hear what people said.
We'll start with Amy, and she says, frequently if it doesn't smell bad or taste bad, Never had an effect that I'm aware of. Yogurt is one specific item I can think of. Also, dehydrated anything is fine. Don't mess with milk, though.
You can actually freeze milk. Did you know that? I looked it up because I was someplace and I had a whole lot of milk. I keep milk around mostly the same reason I keep coffee around for guests. And so I bought either milk or cream or half and half or both or all the above. And I had a large amount of it, and I really didn't want to throw it away. And I used to give it to my neighbors, but they weren't around. So I thought, well, you know, why not ice cream freezes? And granted, it's a different texture. And so I froze it, and I figured the worst that could happen is it wasn't going to be usable, but I was going to throw it out anyway. It was fine.
Hmm.
Except shake it up, but it was fine.
Paul says, just had some... Now, granted, we posted this question a couple of weeks ago. Paul, a couple of weeks ago, said, just had some Progresso chicken noodle, expired last May. I'll let you know tomorrow. And then, the next day, he goes, I'm still here. All is well.
Thank goodness. That 24 hours was really nail-biting. A lot of drug manufacturers have said the expiration date on the sell-by date is very conservative, and part of the reason that they do it is... To increase sales, but that you really don't need to necessarily go by that. Although, I don't know which ones you need to pay attention. Obviously, do not use 10-year-old NyQuil. But it's one of those strange things. I try to check on the internet. I've actually called. Somebody had given me a vitamin, and when I looked at it, it was like 5 years old. It was unopened. The bottle was not opened. And I don't know, it just got behind something, and I was cleaning out a cabinet or something. And I thought, well, you know, it's a vitamin. So I called them up, and they said that they were willing to exchange it if it was a year or less past the expiration date. But 5 years, don't use it, throw it away. And then the next question is, what do you do with that stuff? Because you're not supposed to flush it, because it goes into the water supply. And I saw something last week, which maybe just made me aware of it because I knew we were going to talk about this, that they have places, receptacles, that you can take your expired drugs. Don't flush them, folks. Okay, what else?
Francis says, I will sometimes use expired cold meds or similar things without any adverse effects. It's kind of like what you were talking about with the NyQuil, right?
Well, hers may not have been quite as expired as mine.
Genevieve says, had cherry vanilla yogurt, which expired. Still delicious and enjoyed immensely.
Well, part of it depends on how the sell-by date is not the same as use-by date.
Right, yeah.
And yogurt is already an active culture. So probably the worst that would happen with yogurt, and it's already sour, right? So, you know, it's not like it's... But is that the culture would die. I don't know how long the yogurt culture stays alive. Here's an interesting statistic that I just read. 90% of our body is bacteria.
Hmm.
I've been reading some scientific stuff that talks about the idea that most of the bacteria in our body is perfectly benign. And not only is benign, but is actually synergistic. It actually helps us, for example, clot our blood or digest our food or whatever. But the issue is, what happens if somehow something turns that bacteria into foreign matter, or the bacteria views our body as foreign matter? There's so much more of it than there is of us. It's an interesting notion. And they think that that has to do, for example, with AIDS and I think maybe tuberculosis. But the idea that there's been a mutation, and they're called plasmids, that within the DNA, within the cell, you get these little circular things that will mutate and turn a benign bacteria into a killer bacteria. And it's one of those concepts that we never think about, that most of our body is not human, it's bacterial. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Or scary, depending on how you look at it. Do not mess with your immune system, folks. All right, what else we got?
Jennifer says, goodness, a bagel with cream cheese from Safeway. Not dated. Looks so good. I was starving. I bit into it, and the whole middle was solid green mold.
Oh.
I grew up at a stoplight. Oof.
Oh, honey. I hope you went back to Safeway and complained.
Yeah. Wow.
Most places, if they don't have an expiration date, I'm a little nervous about buying it. Especially things that are perishable. but it does sound like my evaporated milk. That green mold, you think, I've just invented penicillin in my gut.
Barbara says, I took Advil recently, whose expiration date was 2010. It worked. My headache went away and no ill effects. So cheap to not throw away expired medicine, but I heard on a news segment on TV that expired pills won't harm you, that they might just lose their potency as time goes on.
Hmm. My guess is it would depend on the pill.
Sure.
Because, first of all, anything that has an alcohol base in it, and I think that's probably what happened. For example, women know, and men know, presumably, about aftershave or perfume, that it will change the smell over time. That as it evaporates, it becomes more concentrated. And the question is, what does the concentration do?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a good question. What we should do is get a biochemist on. All right, I have to tell you, this was a joke. I'd asked people for jokes, and apparently more people sent in jokes than Facebook decided that your jokes were inappropriate, and so they deleted them, and we never got to see them. So if you sent me a joke, clean it up and send it again. I need it by Thursday. Right? But all right, here's the joke, and it is absolutely appropriate to this. Did you know the physicist and the mathematician were having an affair, but it just didn't work out? Do you want to know why?
Why is that?
No chemistry. Sorry, keep going.
That was good.
Yeah. Well, it was topical, so there you go.
Jackie says, I think unopened dry goods like crackers and cereal, etc., are fine. I don't mess with dairy or frozen items, though.
Well, with frozen items, especially meat, the problem is not so much frozen as defrosted. Apparently, frozen items do have a shelf life. But I haven't usually gotten in a whole lot of trouble with that. I just make sure that they're cooked at high temperature. But the problem is if it's frozen, obviously it stops any bacteria from growing. But if it gets defrosted for any length of time and then frozen again, it can probably make you kind of sick.
Chris says, Chips Ahoy, 1 year old, or 1 year old, didn't upset me at all.
You guys are so cute. There is something so comforting about this topic because, I mean, I think all of us, right, if you just bought something or you bought it and you forgot about it, the idea of throwing it away unopened just harms all of our souls. The fact that we're putting ourselves at
These
risk.
These people are bolder than I am, I'll tell you that much.
Well, they warm my heart after the fact. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
For you little folks who are after my own heart, who are reluctant to throw things away once their expiration date has come and gone, I know you view it just as a suggestion, not as an imperative. So let's hear what other things that people are having a hard time parting with.
John says, I agree with Barbara's comment about pills. And Amy's comment, I don't go by expired dates, but I won't eat it if it's obviously spoiled.
Nope. Well, thank you. That's wise. Yeah, if it seems to be belching, you know, I'm not going to eat it.
Milk, eggs, meat, anything with mold can make you sick. Spoiled meat that's well cooked won't hurt you, but the taste may be just too awful. I tried to eat some.
This sounds like the voice of experience, don't you think?
I tried to eat some cooked spoiled ground beef once.
Told you.
But nothing could cover the awful taste, and I had
smell.
And I had other things to eat, but if I had nothing else and starving, I could eat it.
Well, look, I mean, supposedly, if you had to, I could remember one of my teachers in college, one of my professors saying, in the forest, if you're starving and you don't know anything about the nuts and berries, because a lot of things that you think are edible are poisonous, what you do is you go and find a bear and you eat the scat. You take, because bears don't have a very good digestive system. So if you just take the stuff out of, and we know scat is a cute professorial word for poop, that you can just sort of take the stuff out and wash it off and eat it, because if it was okay for the bear, it's going to be okay for you. And so that seems to me, given a choice between going through bear scat or eating slightly aged hamburger, I don't know, I don't eat meat, so I'd probably take my chance with a mushroom and something terrible would happen, but I don't know. Yeah, but I knew that sounded like the voice of experience.
Christina says, I had a horrific reaction to NyQuil years ago that I stayed clear of it thinking I'm allergic to it. I felt so bad, anxious, couldn't sleep, and rapid heartbeat.
That's what I had. Yeah, all right, so keep going.
Last year I heard you say on a show that you took NyQuil after the expiration date and had a bad reaction. I think you just mentioned that today, too.
Right.
Now I'm thinking that's what happened to me, but I'm not willing to test it. It was a really bad reaction.
Yeah, I agree. It scared the daylights out of me. Plus, the reason that you take NyQuil is because you're feeling awful and you can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is, well, it'll clear my head and I'll be able to go to sleep and that'll be great and then I'll get healthier. So all of a sudden, it didn't do anything for the congestion and your heart's beating too fast and you're awake in the middle of the night and feeling terrible. So it took me about, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years, and I thought, well, given the fact that it was 10 years old, maybe it's, and now it's okay. But so you may or may not want to try it again. But I waited a long time with exactly the same fear, except there was no question in my mind that it was, because I'd taken NyQuil before, and the problem about it for me is that it would just make me really sleepy. But not this stuff. I'm sorry it happened to you, because it's really not fun.
Casey says, I've never gotten sick from food or had food poisoning, and I've learned a lot about how most food doesn't actually need to be refrigerated from traveling to tropical places.
I don't know. That's an interesting notion. I know one of the things that doesn't need to be refrigerated, which I always refrigerated, was peanut butter. Notice that, because it has a high fat content that you had refrigerated and you don't. Which
right.
probably means there's a bunch of preservatives in it. But I think even, that's not true. It occurs to me that I was going to say that the natural peanut butter also doesn't need to be refrigerated, but I think it might. The problem is we want things that have a relatively long shelf life, especially, as I mentioned, the thing for me is always the medication, because food, either eat it or you don't. Although there was a turkey that was frozen in my freezer for a couple years, and I finally made it for a party, it didn't even occur to me it was fine.
And it's kind it all kind of comes down to the difference between, like, organic versus processed, too, right? I mean, in terms of just when things can expire and how long.
Well, yeah, and organic doesn't necessarily mean there are any preservatives. Organic usually refers to it's grown without pesticides, in theory. Although somebody did a study about organic and the misuse of the term. It's like fat-free or low-calorie or whatever. You really have to read the labels to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
But as Americans, first, we don't live very close to our food supply as much as we used to. It used to be in the backyard, right? You grew your own food, or the farm next to yours did, and you traded. And that's just really not part of how most of us eat anymore. So it has to be harvested and then transported and then... Even if you go to a green market, it's going to be there for a day or so. I mean, the amount of time that elapses between the time it's harvested and the time that you ingest it. Not to mention, if you go to the grocery store, most of us don't buy for 1 or 2 days. We buy for a week or two.
Right.
So you're talking about a much longer period of time than food was probably meant to be harvested and then ingested. And the result, which has been life-saving and economical, has been preservatives. On the other hand, it's probably going to give our bladder immortality.
All right.
And interesting, but it makes me feel that better that I'm not the only person who sort of runs into this. But I'm still not going. My mother's with the expiration date in Roman numerals still worries me. And her whole thing is, well, nobody opened it. I said, Mom, it's a salad dressing that's 15 years old. I don't care if nobody ever opened it. It's gone through adolescence by now.
Then the last one here from Patty, and Patty says, well, in a metaphorical sense, I ingested poor treatment and emotional abuse from a marriage that expired long before I took a close look at the reality, rather than focusing on my magical thinking. The consequences were severe, debilitating, low self-worth, and after he left, I felt too broken to continue living. Mental health is vital for us to thrive in the Petri dish of life.
Petri dish, yeah.
Petri dish of life.
Well, good use of metaphor. But one of my statements is we all have an expiration date on our forehead. We just can't read it. And so I suppose the idea, whether we're talking about food or relationships or ourselves, is freshness counts. Letting things get stale is not very healthy emotionally, physically, physiologically. So how's that for a metaphor? All right. All righty. 855-993-7569. That for me was a really fun kind of thing, just because, you know, I, as I said, sort of run into stuff, and then I Google whether you can use it, or I call the company. And, of course, if you call the company, they're not going to be very enthusiastic about saying, oh, yeah, use it. It's well past the expiration date. They're going to say, buy more. But, and I told the story before where I was working, is when I was heading up the pain clinic at New England Medical Center. And the anesthesiologist, who was a friend of mine because we both worked in the pain clinic setting it up, had an Iranian patient, and he'd done some surgery. He was the anesthesiologist on some serious surgery, and the guy gave him a huge tin of beluga caviar. And that was when they exported the real stuff as opposed to the stuff that's being exported now, which is usually not as impressive. And it was a huge tin. It was probably, I don't know, maybe a couple pounds. And caviar is, even then, was incredibly expensive. I mean, we're talking probably $2,500 worth of caviar easily, and that may have been a incredibly, on the conservative estimate. And he said, do you want this? Well, of course. I mean, and I don't know if you've ever had really good caviar, but really good caviar isn't all that salty. And you serve it with little rye bread tins and chopped egg and chopped onion and sour cream, and it's really a delicious thing. And, I mean, so I decided to have a party. And just before everybody arrived, I looked on, I don't think there was an expiration date, but it occurred to me that you can't smell caviar to see if it's gone bad, because it's going to smell like fish, right? So I actually called up the CDC and said, how long does caviar last? And they said, should be okay. Worst that'll happen is they'll get an upset stomach for it, but it's preserved, it's salt, so it should be okay. And it was delicious. But that was my first instance. The idea of throwing away $2,500 worth of caviar because I didn't know what the expiration date was. I mean, obviously, I was going to say it never occurred to me, but it did occur to me. But I decided before I inflicted it on my guests that I should check it out. And everybody thought it was the world's best party. What can I tell you? All righty, 855-93-7569. You guys have reaffirmed my place in the human spectrum of we're all the same, right? We hate to throw away stuff, even if we're not sure how good it is. Except Manny. Manny's a little more conservative than we are. 855, it'll come, Manny. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream. Bee Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. Bee Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet. but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa hand and foot cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa hand and foot cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Well, thanks, Jacob. Manny, how come you don't sing me any jingles?
We may have to add a few here.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Yeah.
I could do that.
Do you have a good voice?
I'd like to think I do. I've been told by a few people that I do.
Let's do it. You have a great radio voice, but it would be really, that'd be great. Have it do a thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Just don't ask me to sing anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to sing.
No. Singing is not your repertoire. No.
I told you, I made my singing debut at the Friars Club a couple of years ago, and I have the same range as Perry Como. So I did 3 songs, Heavy on the Personality, A Very Short Skirt, and I got a standing ovation, but it may have been more for courage than my voice. I can dance. I'm not a singer. Although I was in choirs and stuff like that, a serviceable second soprano. So, Manny, you and I could sing together. And what I used to threaten, if you guys don't call right now, I'll sing. And then people would call. maybe we could do that. We could do a duet. All right, let's hear. Now, we've completely forgotten what Jacob was telling us about. Ah, program directors. All right, go for it.
This one comes from Nancy, and she says, Joy, what are your thoughts on triangulation involving family members, friends, coworkers, etc.? What is the likely consequence when the third party remains neutral, as objective as possible, and as fair as possible, versus when the third party chooses to align with one side against another?
This sounds to me coming out of a very specific question, which is shrouded in mystery. In theory, somebody, the question is, who defines the objectivity, right? If you think about it, if you think about this just as a philosophical issue, if Manny and I are having a disagreement and Blake says, hey, I'll help you guys sort this out. That only works if both of us, if both Manny and I believe that Blake is indeed neutral. Now, Manny, and so even though both of us may view Blake as completely objective going in, if Blake decides in my favor, Manny's going to say, oh, well, you know, you just, you work with her, and so you felt like you had to please her. If Blake decides in Manny's favor, I might say, well, you guys stick together, you know, you both work in the same office. So it's a tricky position. Neutrality is, and trust me, right? In theory, I am almost always in therapy and even on the air, the objective neutral third party, right? In theory, I don't know either of the people in therapy or either people are calling. I don't have a vested interest. But I got to tell you, when I used to do a lot of marriage counseling, so I had one man, one woman, if no matter how neutral I thought I was, and I had no reason not to be neutral, that if I sided with the woman, the man would say, oh, see, you women stick together. If I sided with the man, the woman would say, oh, you're just flirting with him. You're a woman hater. And as far as I was concerned, I wasn't siding with either. I was trying to find a viable compromise. But how viable and how much a compromise is going to be a very subjective opinion. So I would encourage people who think that they're going to be the neutral party to walk away at the speed of light, to hear behind your left ear, danger, Will Robinson, run. Because I will tell you, having been professionally in that position, the outcome, it's very hard to convince people that you're neutral, even when you are, even when you don't know either party, when you have no vested interest, that there, if people don't like your decision, they will, instead of saying, well, I don't think it's decision, they will say, it's not fair because you're prejudiced. So, now, what happens when we've got three people and two of them agree and one doesn't? Depends how they disagree. Depends who the third party is. But let's take, for example, a mother-in-law in a marriage. If the mother-in-law, who may feel that she is being, she cares about the marriage, she loves both of them, but she obviously has more of a tie to one person in that relationship than the other. So if, let's say that it's the man's mother-in-law, that if he sides with the woman, he's going to say, I'm your flesh and blood, how can you betray me like this? If the mother-in-law sides with her son, the obvious comment from the woman is, well, he's your son, of course you're going to be on his side. Neutrality is as much about perception as it is about reality. So I would encourage you, if you want to have an ongoing relationship with somebody, not to get in that position. It is a thankless position. And the advantage of doing it as a therapist is severalfold. First of all, the people come to you rather than you going to them. Second of all, they're paying for it. And third of all, they can walk away and you can walk away. So it's you can hear the objective reality is seldom objective. And even though the disinterested third party views themselves as being completely neutral, it's very seldom that both parties do. And that's why, I mean, look, I wrote a book about bargaining behavior, right? Bargaining behavior is very different in that, in theory, both people give up a little bit to get something back, and they want to have an ongoing relationship. It's a very different phenomenon than negotiation. Negotiation almost by definition means you've got a third person involved. And you can hear on the program, even when it's not me, that some will say, well, we went to mediation, but the mediator hated my husband or hated me. So it's a very tricky position. That neutrality is much to be valued and seldom achieved just because people view the negotiations through their own vested interest. So if you agree with me, you're fantastic. If you don't agree with me, you've betrayed me. There is a very interesting article that's called The Game. And I don't know if you could still find it. Hopefully you can. I remember reading it in college as part of a textbook of case studies. And what they did, The Game, if you live in New England, which I did at that time, is viewed as the Harvard-Yale football game. And they went and interviewed the Yaleys and the Elis. At any rate, the people from Harvard and the people from Yale. And depending who won the game, it was either viewed as a fantastically well-balanced gridiron event between scholar warriors in which good triumphed over evil, or that the officiating was awful, it was lousy weather conditions, that the other team cheated, and you can tell that your perception of the game is dependent on who won and who lost and who you're rooting for. So take that with a major grain of salt. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.